This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two witnesses tell the Associated Press that Israeli soldiers fatally shot an American woman participating in a protest against the settlements in the West Bank. The U.S. government confirmed the death of the 26-year-old, but did not say whether she had been shot by Israeli troops. The White House said in a statement that it was deeply disturbed by the killing and called on Israel to investigate what happened. The Israeli military said it was looking into reports that troops had killed a foreign national in the area of the protest outside the West Bank. Two doctors say that she was shot in the head and died at the hospital. Israeli forces may have left the West Bank camp after a major military operation. Details from AP correspondent Charles Iledesma.
Overnight, Israeli armored personnel carriers were seen leaving the Jenin refugee camp from a checkpoint set up on one of the main roads, while troops also had pulled out of the Tul Karim camp by Friday morning and had left Al-Fara earlier. But in a statement, the Israeli military suggested the operation was not yet over. Israeli military officials have said they've been targeting militants in the three camps in an attempt to curb recent attacks against Israeli civilians that they say have become more sophisticated and deadly. I'm Charles Ledesma.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Friday called on China to stop supporting Russia's war in the Ukraine and said Beijing's assistance has been a significant factor in the continuation of the war.
President Putin must realize that he cannot win on the battlefield, but must accept a just and lasting peace where Ukraine prevails as a sovereign and independent nation. I call on all allies to continue their vital support, especially in this difficult phase of the war.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in July he does not want China, which has no limits partnership with Russia, to act. This is VOA News. A fire in a school dormitory in Kenya killed 18 students. 27 others were hospitalized. 70 children still unaccounted for. That's according to the country's deputy president. And President William Ruto declared 3 days of mourning, during which flags were flown at half-staff in honor of the children who died. And the deputy president said only 86 of more than 150 children had been accounted for and urged community members who may have sheltered some of them to help them account for them. They said that one more student had died at the hospital and 37 had been reunited with their parents. The World Health Organization and the Africa CDC have launched a response plan for the Mpox outbreak. VOA's Christina Menente tells us more.
Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization have launched a continent-wide response plan to the outbreaks of Mpox. The plan was launched on Friday. It came 3 weeks after WHO declared Mpox outbreaks in 12 African countries a global emergency. The estimated budget for the six-month plan is almost $600 million. The director general of the Africa CDC told reporters on Friday that the plan focuses on surveillance, laboratory testing, and community engagement. That underscores the fact that vaccines aren't enough to fight the outbreak. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
United States Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke at a U.S.-hosted gathering of Ukraine's allies at Ramstein Air Base in Germany on Friday. He sat next to the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who urged Western allies to allow Kyiv to use long-range missiles and weapons for strikes on Russian territory. Austin announced additional aid for the war-torn country.
This is a critical moment. Time is of the essence, especially with winter on its way. We must all step up our support, and quickly. So I'm pleased to say that President Biden will announce today an additional $250 million security assistance package for Ukraine.
The announcement comes at a high-risk moment for Ukraine's forces, who are advancing into Russia's Kursk region, even as Russian forces are threatening to hit the eastern Ukrainian cities. Veering from the campaign trail to the courtroom, Donald Trump quietly observed Friday as one of his lawyers fought to overturn a verdict finding the former president liable for sexual abuse and defamation. The Republican nominee and his accuser, E. Jean Carroll, a writer, sat at tables about 15 feet apart in a federal appeals courtroom. Trump did not acknowledge or look at Carroll as he passed directly in front of her. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.